So in addition to all these general symptoms that we've described, specific organ involvement has also been reported in long COVID. So long-term complications of the heart or the cardiovascular manifestations can occur, where there might be long-term inflammation of the heart or irregular heart rhythms, also known as cardiac arrhythmias. There might also be an increase in number of patients with heart failure as a major consequence of COVID-19 infection, but this certainly more long-term data is needed. Pulmonary or lung manifestations are the manifestations that most patients are worried about and most patients know about. And many patients have ongoing symptoms of cough and shortness of breath. But in addition to these symptoms, many patients also have persistent radiological changes, and that is ongoing changes on their chest X-ray or their CT scan after recovery from COVID-19 infection. Some of these patients also have abnormal lung function tests with decreased capacity for gases such as oxygen to exchange across their lung surfaces. So neurologic or brain manifestations are very common, and patients may report ongoing headache, vertigo, or loss of taste or smell. And more rare complications such as CNS infection or seizures have been reported.